one of the most striking elements of Parshas Nosoi is the repetition of the Karbanos of the Nesiim, one after the other, seemingly the words again and again and again. The Torah, which is so makach in many other areas, all of a sudden over here feels a need to repeat them one after the other. So one year we spoke about the Machshava from the Ramban, which Rav Elba brings in Aleishur Chelik Beis, that the Bershom, as it were, felt a feeling of a curse of Toiv to the Nesiim. The Nesiim wanted to give to him, and the Bershom felt the only way it's fair to the Nesiim is each Nasi gets his own chance to be presented independently, as opposed to saying just it would be a meat in the covet of the Nesiim that they had such as this, each one had their own desire to give, and we're just saying Evachein Osa, etc. Maybe we could say a different answer. Maybe in stark contrast to the world that we live in, and the way we might look at, imagine, we can imagine somebody could approach such a thing. Imagine if we would have people which were not rooted in Torah and healthy individuals, and the first one brings the Korban the first day, the second one the next day, would, even if he doesn't perceive it as a competition that he has to do better, he might want to do it differently. We want to be unique. There's a desire to feel that we, in some way, we are doing something different than everybody else. We have some way that we're expressing our uniqueness, especially in the Medrash. The Medrash sees that the Karbanos were corresponding to the different Shvatim, and what in each shape it had its future, and the things that are going to happen in its future, and this was a remez to the things that are going to happen in the future. So let's find a way to express it differently, how it's going to happen in the future. The future of Yisachar is different than the future of Yehuda. So let's bring a different Korban. Let's do something differently. But instead, each Nasi felt very comfortable bringing the Karbanos, just as the other Nasim brought. They did not have a need to do something differently. There is no push that you need to be unique and special. So maybe we can understand this. Sometimes we look at the way for a person to feel good about themselves, and the person says, I feel good about myself because in some way I'm unique and special. The problem is that everybody is unique and special, that is true, but what that means in a way that necessarily I feel positive about myself is not necessarily so, because the world has a definition of what they're machshiv, what's considered things to be unique and special about which are worthwhile of praise. I do not necessarily have those things. Over a lifetime, developing myself, I might find that one moment where I have something to offer which nobody else has. To wait till that moment can be very challenging. But if a person imagines that we have a conversation between a mother and her children, and the children say to the mother, which one do you love the most? And I said, I love all of you. Yeah, but which one do you love the most? I love all of you. Which one's better? I love all of you. There's no need to be different and special for them to be special to their mother, because they're her children. It means that each one of us is a child of Kadosh Baruch Hu. He made us the way we are. We don't have to be special and unique and better to be good. The Nesiim, each Nasi, played his role in Klal Yisrael. Each Sheva played a role in Klal Yisrael. I don't have to measure it as being better or even different to make it good. It's good because it is. Because the Rosh made me. The Rosh made me this way, and that's what I am. And that's it. I do not need to grapple with the element of how unique I am and how special I am to feel good about myself. So the Nasiim brought the exact same korban. Each Nasi brought the same korban. After the parsha, which, as it were, comes after Matan Torah, in the Seder of our year, and the vastness majority of the years, is a parsha which we say that the Torah has given us a very special vehicle to feel comfortable and confident about myself and my value, irregardless of how measured vis-a-vis anybody else. And it's totally comfortable to be the same as everybody else, as it were, and still I'm special because I have a good job.